From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Hundreds of U.S. Airways passengers are still without their luggage today. The airline's baggage handling system all but collapsed over the Christmas holiday. The bankrupt carrier says it is returning the bags as quickly as possible. But as Joel Rose of member station WHYY in Philadelphia reports, that may not be fast enough for many angry holiday travelers.
Hundreds of orphaned bags are packed into neat rows at Philadelphia International Airport. Many of these suitcases and duffel bags bear tags promising rush delivery, but that's of little comfort to travelers searching through row after row of nearly identical luggage. Robin Wilson of Lumberton, New Jersey, is looking for her son's bag, missing since yesterday.
A duffel bag, just one bag, so in this mountain of luggage, I don't know. It's a black duffel, like all of them.
U.S. Airways would not speak on tape for this story. The company did issue a press release saying it deeply regrets the inconvenience to its passengers. The airline says its flight schedules were almost back to normal today after hundreds of cancellations over the weekend.
Very much pleased that you're up in Charlotte. Bags arrived on Carousel E. He has a daddy. Charlotte, he has a daddy. Also 1291 arrived from Carousel D. He has a David.
But many passengers are still looking for luggage that's been missing since before the Christmas holiday. Anita Rohde of Clayton, New Jersey, was waiting in line to find out what happened to her son's luggage.
My son and his fiancée came in from Frankfurt, Germany, Thursday, the 23rd, and we're just now getting some of his luggage. He's in the United States Air Force. He came here to get married, and his blues are in the missing luggage. So that's really upsetting me.
U.S. Airways has transported hundreds of bags from Philadelphia to its other hubs in Pittsburgh and Charlotte, North Carolina. The scene in Charlotte at Douglas International Airport was similar to Philadelphia. Hundreds of pieces of unclaimed luggage waiting to be paired with their owners.
Go out there and look. And this is all sitting from this weekend. So, you know.
Katrina Moses runs a Christian youth camp near Charlotte. She came to the airport at 7 a.m. today to pick up 13 children arriving at the camp.
Oh, the flights are messed up, different airlines, and the luggage is a disaster area. We've got lost luggage, it's in the wrong terminals, and now we're waiting in line to find more lost luggage.
The baggage disaster came on the heels of a major snowstorm in the Midwest that disrupted holiday travel for many carriers. U.S. Airways is also blaming its workers, saying an abnormally high number of flight attendants and ramp workers called in sick over the weekend. Union leaders have denied that. They say morale is low because of a recent 21% pay cut as the bankrupt carrier tries to cut labor costs. Union leaders said the airline should have prepared better as fewer employees were willing to work overtime on the holiday. Travelers in Philadelphia say they've also noticed lower morale among the company's customer service agents. Cheryl Caracciolo of Scranton, Pennsylvania, says she's had trouble getting answers to her questions.
I mean, I understand they're having problems with their employees, but no reason to be rude to us, and I will never fly again, especially U.S. Air.
That is exactly what U.S. Airways executives are hoping not to hear. The company is trying to emerge from Chapter 11 protection. If it can't meet some financial deadlines early next year, its creditors could decide to dismantle the airline instead. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.